What is ocean acidification? What causes it?
It's caused by carbon dioxide that is in the atmosphere that is absorbed by ocean water on the air to ocean top surface, and the CO2 that is in the atmosphere that mixes with the ocean causes a chemical reaction that sort of a little complicated, not too horribly, but it ends up that it makes the ocean water more acidic, and it robs the waters of the things that are required for shell building animals like coral and mussels and crab and clams to make their shells.
When you look at the importance of shellfish in the Alaska ecosystem, what does that mean overall for the health of the ecosystem?
Well, I want to share another piece of information that has to do with the whole ecosystem that has to do with acidification that impacts finfish as well. One of the species of plankton that juvenile cod and juvenile salmon eat a great deal are pteropods. They are tiny swimming snails, and having just said they're snails tells you that they also make a shell. And so it's not only the things that we eat in terms of shellfish that I mentioned earlier, but it's also the things that the finfish that we eat and that is the backbone of a lot of our commercial and recreational fishing also are dependent on shelled animals for their survival. So it's got huge implications for the whole ecosystem, not just for shelled creatures that we eat.
Global warming is a worldwide phenomenon, but talk about the evidence that's been building over acidification of oceans.
Well, and it does come from the same source. It's the CO2 that has been pumped into the atmosphere from fossil fuels since the Industrial Revolution. So it's the same source of CO2 that's causing global warming, that's creating the acidification. It's just a different different impact. It's so the scientific evidence is pretty tight. There are a lot of people, a lot of scientists around the world that study the chemical makeup of the ocean. One of those people is Dick Feely, Richard Feely. He's a scientist with NOAA's Pacific Marine Environmental Lab in Seattle. And in making those, in doing the studies of chemistry of seawater, they are seeing that it's changing. The particular issue about CO2 actually came about in an interesting way, because for a period of time, there was discussion about using the oceans as the carbon dioxide sink to get rid of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that's causing global warming.
Like a scrubber to kind of clean out the pollution,
exactly.
Like a filter?
Right. And so, unfortunately, in studying the ocean's impact, because of trying to use it as a sink, they found out that, oh my word, it's got this horrible effect that we didn't even know about. And so there's more research being done. Actually, there's a bill that's pending in Congress that would get more money to actually study this particular issue, because so far the information has only come about from people who are doing other kinds of chemical studies of the ocean and not studies that are specifically about this subject. But it's sort of relatively new in the scientific world of studying it specifically.
Are you traveling around the state giving these presentations like the ones you're planning in Petersburg?
We've been in Homer, and we've been to Kodiak. We did a short presentation in Haines recently, and now we're coming to Petersburg. And we're bringing Richard Feely is not going to be coming with us, but we are bringing Brad Warren. And Brad is the former editor of Pacific Fishing, and he left Pacific Fishing because he was so concerned about ocean acidification, and he is working now full-time on this subject and educating people about this subject. His focus has actually been with a lot of the seafood industry, so Brad will be in Petersburg with me and with Alan Parks, who is also with Alaska Marine Conservation Council in our Homer office. And Alan will talk about what he's been doing in Homer to make a difference on at the local level about climate change and ocean acidification. And Brad will be talking about ocean acidification and its ramifications for the fishing industry.